With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Powerful earthquake in Japan. At least four people have died.
For several hours after the quake struck, authorities said the Sea of Japan coast could be hit by a tsunami of up to 5 meters. It immediately brought back memories of March 2011, when a 15-meter tsunami inflicted massive destruction along Japan's northeast coast, killing nearly 20,000 people. The threat of a tsunami has now largely passed, but the damage is still severe. Older houses have been brought down, roads torn up, bridges and railways severely damaged, and hospitals are reporting many injured.
BBC correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting. Also at srnnews.com, Russia's latest drone attacks in Ukraine coming with yet another warning from the Kremlin. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year, and President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling the Russian border city of Belgorod that killed more than 24 people and wounded more than 100 others. Putin called that a terrorist act. In Ukraine, a 15-year-old boy was killed and 7 people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 down Russian drones hit a residential building in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa. I'm Norman Hall.
It has been a rough start to the new year in the Big Apple. 5 people have been killed in New York in a traffic accident on a parkway in Queens. 1 person has been hospitalized there. And a driver fleeing police in New York sped onto a sidewalk and injured 7 pedestrians early in the morning. None are life-threatening. This is SRN News. China is going after Christian youngsters.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states trying to prevent kids from being exposed to pornographic content in their local libraries. Illinois going the opposite way. New law there has gone into effect in the state that strips libraries of state funding if they ban any book because of the content. All Illinois libraries must adopt the American Library Association's so-called Bill of Rights. This is SRN News. Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie warns the House has the final say over election after states deem former President Donald Trump ineligible for balloting.
Congressman Massie recently took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to caution states moving to keep Trump off the presidential ballot, saying the House, quote, is the ultimate arbiter of whether to certify electors. Colorado Supreme Court and Maine Secretary of State have deemed Trump ineligible for ballots in their states over his alleged role in the attacks on the U.S. Capitol in January 2021. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Quite a day. Floats, marching bands, and equestrian units taking to the streets under sunny California sky. The 135th Rose Parade drawing hundreds of thousands of spectators. Pasadena, California tradition featured Broadway star Audra McDonald this year. More details at srnnews.com.